Office of the United States Department of Justice, was responsible for the detention and supervision of all civilian alien enemies. Women of the Immigration and Naturalization Service, in dealing with aliens of all nationalities, made possible the efficient functioning of the program. The filming of the Crystal City facility, which you are about to see, shows how men, women, and children, detainees of World War II, lived, worked, and played under traditional American standards of decent and humane treatment.
Here is a party of women and children arriving in Crystal City, following their voluntary decision to join husbands and fathers in detention. Practically all of the children and many women were American-born. A welcoming committee and band music. New arrivals and their baggage were examined by inspectors and matrons. Be safe, and detainees given receipts. Following the admission procedure, they were fed in the central mess. They were then escorted to quarters, which had been assigned in advance of their arrival. The sun shines practically every day in the year, with a cool breeze from the Gulf in the evening. Originally, it was a migratory labor camp of approximately 100 housing units, utility and recreation buildings. To provide for a population of 3,600, we added more than 500 housing units, school buildings, a hospital, administrative and maintenance buildings. We tripled the number of streets and extended electric and sewage facilities. This is the perimeter over which armed guards kept a 24-hour watch. At night, the illumination from the lights along the top of this fence was visible almost to the Mexican border. Both groups cultivated flowers with great pride. Seeds were purchased by them with their own money. They also paid for and built the screen porches you see. For such items, which were considered morale builders, they could draw on their personal funds. Each housing unit was furnished with running water, an icebox, beds and linen, chairs, and some with toilet facilities. Community showers and latrines were located throughout the area. People who had to be isolated for medical purposes were placed in cottages like this, which were equipped with modern conveniences. There were about 50 of these in the area. This is one of the community bathhouses. This is the way the houses appeared before the detainees made homes out of them. There are the central administration buildings. Supervised repatriation movements, investigations, releases and paroles, allocated housing. Another important office was supply and procurement. Foodstuffs were checked into the supply warehouse and then rationed according to a formula based upon the normal needs and size of the family. Detainees were issued plastic money each month with which they could purchase these foodstuffs in the facility store. The system was economical and practical, as it was. Here is the mail truck being checked in. Used for security purposes, few limitations were placed upon the number of letters which could be sent or received. Mail was delivered to the Internal Security Office, where it was examined by German, Spanish, and Japanese censors. the daily milk delivery. At one time, there were 1,600 minor children in detention. 2,500 quarts of milk were required each day. The grounds. There are the public health medical officer and head nurse. Ills were often imaginary, traceable to detention, the fence, the loss of freedom. As many as 60 patients were treated daily in the clinic. Japanese and German girls who were trained by the public health nurses as aides were faithful and dependable helpers. Young America. About 250 Americans were born in this hospital. This is the operating room. There were 5 detainee doctors in the facility, 2 of whom were Japanese women. Chinese exchanging the latest rumors and making calls. This is the German Recreation Center. There was a small cafe in this building called Vaterland, where they enjoyed music furnished by their own orchestra. The kindergarten was at one end of this building. Here are some children at play under the direction of a detainee teacher. Here is the American Grammar and High School, which was accredited by the Texas State Board of Education. Many graduates from this high school went on to college following their release from detention. The Japanese required their children to attend the American school in the morning and the Japanese school in the afternoon. There is the Japanese school. Directly in back of those children is the Japanese Recreation Center. Carefully selected movies were shown each week in the 2 recreation halls. This swimming pool was originally an irrigation tank for the farm. Seepage of water in the vicinity of the tank caused mud holes and unsanitary conditions. So it was necessary to wall it in with concrete. This was done by the detainees at a cost to the government of about $2,500. This tank was not only of vital importance to the farm for irrigation purposes and essential to hygiene and sanitation, but it helped greatly to relieve the monotony of detention for teenagers and adults. And as you see, it was particularly beneficial to the children.